Where does Rabbi Akiva know it? Eliyalev Migula Yerdik Chovim. He learns it out from the Pasha of Midyan. The Torah says when the Yidin took over the Kalim from Midyan, it says since the Goyim used the Kalim first with Trefus, so it says if the Jews want to use the Kalim now, they have to be Machsher. That's called Hagolas Kalim. If it was used with fire, you have to make a kosher with fire. Like the Pesach time, make Hagolas Kalim. So what do you have to make Hagolas Kalim for? Like you take a Trefa pot. There's no meat, there's no Trefus in the pot. If you cook up your meat now, there's no meat in the pot. There's only time, there's only the taste of the pork went into the pot. And now if you cook up your meat in that pot, the taste of the pork comes out into your meat and it becomes asa. So from there we see the side of time is kicker. That even though there's only the taste of the pork in the pot, there's no pork mamish, still the Torah says it's asa. The Gemara says, the Yomar Rachmona, the Torah says, Koldover Asher Yava Beish, anything that was cooked up in fire, before a Jew could use that pot, he has to kasher it. He has to also cook it up first in water. So, Lememra, you want to tell me, the Asira Gula of the Chovim, Lav Time of the Almo. That what's wrong with this Trefa pot? By Midyan there, after the Jews won over Midyan, when they took away their pans, their pots, they could eat from it, unless they first kasher it. What do they have to kasher it for? Just wash it out well, make sure there's no banyan, you don't have any meat in it. What else should be in it? Elamai, there's only time, the taste, what they cooked up of their meat, went into the pot. So if you cook up your meat now, the taste of that pot is going to come out into your food, and that's also to eat. The also, so you see clearly the time, the taste that comes out of the pot, is also the right to eat. Is therefore, achinami loishino. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, I learned out from the Kalim of Midyan, that the Torah said it's also to eat, use it, that all over I say, time kicker. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns out. Therefore, the Pasuk of Mishras by Nozir, he has the right to use it for something else, not for time kicker, but for the Chiddush of Heter is Mitzvah of Liyisa. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan Shita, Nami Tepiklu Migyuli of the Chavim, like why doesn't the Rabbanan also use the Pasuk of Gyulei to teach us Tam Kika? And then the Pasuk of Mishras would be extra, so the Rabbanan should also agree then to Rabbi Akiva that we should say Hetem and Stavli Yisra by Nozer. Like why doesn't the Rabbanan learn out Tam Kika from Gyulei of the Chavim? So Gemara answers, Omalei, the Rabbanan will answer you back and say, Hosam Chiddushu. I'll tell you over there by Gyulei or the Chavim, it's called the Chiddush. As the Bach says, Hosam, Hosam Nami Chiddushu. There it's also considered a new Chiddush, something special that only here and no place else. Why? To have a chola terakula, noisein tam livgana muta. Midiraisa, if the taste that comes out of the pot, or the tam that goes into your food, makes the food taste worse, that's called lefgam and makes it pagam. It makes it taste worse, then there's no issa. Tam is only yossi if it's meshabeach, if it makes it taste better, or if it tastes the same, but not if it makes it taste worse. If the tam that goes into your food now makes the food taste worse, there's no halach of tam kika. So now, the God begyuli of the chavim also. Here by gyuli of the chavim, if you have this pot, so the havamina is they did not use the pot the last 24 hours. So that's what we always hold, that any time you use the pot 24 hours ago, after 24 hours, the taste inside the pot becomes lufgam, becomes ruined. And if you cook up afterwards, midirais it's mutter. That's why midirais, if you have a fleshetik pot, and later after 24 hours, you cook up the milk inside the pot, the milk will still be mutter. Because the time of the meat that comes out of the pot into the milk is lufgam. Doesn't taste good, tastes bad. And a taste that comes out that tastes bad is not also midiraisa. And that we learn out the Gemara now. But Zera learns it out from a pasuk by Ger. The pasuk that says by Nevela, it says, Nevela shenu ruhi leger ein kuri Nevela. It says that by Nevela you have to give it to a Ger. It has to be edible that a Ger can eat it. But if it's so bad off the Nevela is so ruined that a Ger cannot eat it, then it becomes muta. It's not royal achila sodom, it becomes muta. So there we learn out to what din tam. Even though tam doesn't have to be that bad, that it's not edible, even if it's edible, but I call upon them by tam, if it doesn't give off a good tam, but rather it makes the food taste worse, even though it's edible, it's mutim midiraisa. So here, by Gyuli of the Chovim, for what purpose did the Jews have to cash the Kalim? The Chur, they just should have waited over the day and use it tomorrow. Since the Torah said, no, you have to make it kosher first, it's a proof that there is a tremendous chiddush, a special halacha the Torah said there, and we cannot learn out from there to all over. So the Gemara says, true, Ulu Rabbi Kiva nami, the Chur, it's a kasha, no, Rabbi Kiva. Ho chiddushu, the Chur, to Rabbi Kiva also it's a kasha. How could he learn out all over? From Gyulei or the Chovim, there is a tremendous chiddush. Even though you're using the pot a day later, and the taste that's coming out of the pot is ruining your food, still it's also, why? It should be mutter. So there it is, Omer Rafuna Bar Chiya, Loi Osra Torah Ela Lekdera Bas Yoyma. Henechnami, Rabbi Kiva says that the Torah gave a parsha, that if the Jews want to use the Goyisha pots, they have to kasher it first, that's only if you want to use it that day. In other words, they fought the Midian, and let's say a Midian cooked up his pork in the morning, and then they won the war at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, now a Jew wants to cook up his beef. He wants to cook his beef in the same pot that the guy cooked his pork in the morning. So their attack would be Yosem Midiraisa, because since the taste of the pork is still in the pot from this morning, so it didn't get ruined yet. So now if you're going to cook up your beef, it's going to have a taste of the pork in the beef, and that's Osim Midiraisa. So that's why the Torah said that if a Jew wants to use this pot, the same day that the guy used his pork in it, he has to make a kosher first. Because the same day, Telav Mesetal Nafgamu, the same day it's not ruining the taste. The same day the taste that comes out of the pot into our meat makes it taste good. So that's why it's Osim Midiraisa. But true, if the Jews wanted to, they could have just waited until tomorrow, and by tomorrow there'd be no Issim Midiraisa. Because once the taste stays in the pot overnight, or 24 hours, we say then the taste becomes like bitter, and when the taste comes out into other food, it ruins the food, it makes it taste bad. So that would be Mutim Midiraisa. That's the Torah said, you have to kashri kelim is only if you wanted to use it the same day. So the Chur, that's where Rabbi Kiva learns out from here. So who is the kasha now? Why doesn't the Rabbanan also learn out from here? To say the Torah said it's also that day. So that day you have a good proof you say Tam Kika. So Gemara says, the Rabbanan they hold, Kedera Bas Yoyma Nami. Even a pot the same day that it was used for pork, Iefsha de Loipogma Purta. Now when you use it later on in the day, when you use it later on in the day to cook up your meat, the taste of the pork that comes out into your meat still is a little bit bad. It's pogma purta. It makes it taste a little bit bad. It's not ruined completely. It can taste 24 hours. But a kopon and boy by yoim, it's also not so good. So therefore, the rabbanim say that's a chiddush. So therefore, guli of the gechavim is called the chiddush. So therefore, we can't learn out from it. But the rat toys be sound. Really, the heavily lemeim, we should have said that kihecha the pogma merubishari, the same way something lefgam completely is mutter, is afilu pogam muet namishari. Really, the svar should have been that a pogam muet should also be mutter. So that the Torah says by gula of the chovim that it's also, that's a chiddush. So therefore, you cannot learn out from gula of the chovim to all over Tarmis kicker. That's why the rabbanon have to use the pasuk mishras to teach me Tam Kika. But vice versa, Rabbi Kiva does not from this kasha. Rabbi Kiva also know that there's a difference, even though it's Pogma Purta, so what? The same day, true, it tastes maybe a drop worse, but that's nothing. That's still called the taste is here, and that's what the Torah says, that if you want to use the pot the same day, you have to make it kosher first, you have to cook it up in water, boiling water first. So from here, Rabbi Kiva learns out that there's such a side of Tam is Kika. That just the taste of the meat, when it comes out of the pot into our meat, it makes our meat awesome in the Raisa. So Rabbi Kiva learns out, Tam Kika from Gyuli of the Gechavim, therefore he has the Pasuk Mishras extra by Nazir to teach us Heta Mitzarefliis. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Acha Brei de Rav Avid Rav Ashi, Midi Rabbonin Nishmal Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbonin we should learn out to Rabbi Kiva. Lav Amri Rabbonin, doesn't the Rabbonin say, Hai Mishras Litein Tam Kika? The Rabbonin we just learned before says that the Pasuk Mishras by Nozir teaches us Aleph Tam Kika. The first you say, that if the taste of the grapes go into the water, that this water now tastes like wine, so the water becomes asa. That's the klal of tam kikah. Now this the Braisa before said, Umikana tadam acholisurim shebatera. That we can learn out from here, from Mishras, to all other Yisurim, to Klayakarim, to Arla, to all other places, that you also say tam kikah. So if you see this svar according to the Rabbonin, Lechura l'Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Nami, to Kamukim le'lahai Mishras, lehetim etzta'af le'yisa, Rabbi Kiva uses this posik by Nozer of Mishras, for the chiddush of hetes metzta'af le'yisa. True, because he knows tam kikah from Gyuli Adikachovim. After the Torah said the pots, you have to make a kosher first, Rabbi Kiva learns out from the edusite of tam kikah. So therefore, by Nozer, when the Torah said the word Mishras, he uses it for a bigger chiddush that you say heter is mitzvah liyisur. A little bit wine and a little bit bread together makes up the yisur. But I call upon him, if you're learning out from mishras heter mitzvah liyisur lema. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva also say that mikana tadam lechol yisur and shema Torah? That from here we should learn out all over. In other words, all over we should have this chiddush of heter mitzvah liyisur. Just like according to the Rabbonin, that they use mishras for tam kikah. You're telling me you have a right to learn out all other places also. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that he uses Mishras for the site of Hetem and Tzav L'Yisra, you should also be able to learn out all other places. And it's mashma not like that. That Rav Avuah, the first man of the Yom, that he was explaining to Rabbi Kiva, he started off to say that Kol Yisra and Shema Torah ain't Hetem and Tzav L'Yisra. Only by Nazar do you say it. But it looks like you don't learn out other Yisra from Nazar. So the question is, why not? All right, turn over. So my answer is, Omalei, that the end, he answered back, Mishum dehevei nozir v'chates beiz k'suvim haboyim kiyechot. True, really you should have learned out. But just that the same chiddush says also in the parsha of Chatas, by a korban Chatas. And therefore the klal is that the whole beis ksuvim aboyin kiyechod, when the Torah says the same chiddush twice, like the second time it's extra, what does the Torah have to say the chiddush a second time for? To teach us that ain't malamdin. The reason why the Torah says it a second time is to teach us only these two places do you say this chiddush of heter mitzvah liyisa. But all other places we do not say it. That's the klal of Beis Ksuma Boin Kiyechod V'yei Melamdin. Now where are the two psukim? Nozer Ho the Amorim. Nozer we just got finished saying, the Pesuk says Mishras, Lita and Hetem et Tzav L'Yisr. Now, Chatis Mahi, where's the case by a Korban Chatis that you also say Hetem et Tzav L'Yisr? The Tanya, we learn like this. The Pesuk says, Kola Sheyiga Bevsara Yiktosh. Anything that touches the meat of a Korban Chatis also becomes Kaddish. What does that mean to say? Yochel afilu shle bola, maybe even if you have a piece of steak that just touches the meat of a chatis, even though the tam is not belay, does not sink into your steak. Tamuloy mebibsara. No, the Torah says the tam of the chatis has to go into your meat. Achiyivla bibsara. Until it dissolves inside it. It goes inside it. Yiktosh, then it becomes Kaddish. What does that mean? Liyas kemo. That if you have a piece of meat now that touches the korban chatis, it has the same malach like the chatis. Shimsu lehi yivso. V'yim ksheru to yochel g'choy meshebo. If the chatis is posel, your piece of meat becomes posel. If the meat is kosher, you could only eat it the same time limit and the same kedusha, you'll have to eat the chatis. So the kids are from chatis, we also see this yisoid of hetvet mistaf liyisa. That after time, a little bit time of a korban chatis goes into your meat, now your meat has the same halacha like the chatis. You could only eat it the same way, the same kedusha, at the same time. So that's also a chiddush of hetter v'tzav liyisur. So therefore, the Torah says it two places and no place else. So Mara says Rabbonin Tzrich. The Rabbonin says no, we need it. Why? Because according to the Rabbonin, by states both places says the chiddush of tam kikah, and we need it both places. The Kosser Rachmona Gav Chatzav Torah would have just said by Chatzav Tam Kikar Hava Mina Nozle Yosimenei. You can't learn out Yisur and Nozle from Chatzav. Why? Mishum the Nozle Mikodeshim Layafinon. Maybe a Korban Chatzav Kodeshim has special alochis, but other places I would not even know Tam Kikar. Therefore I need a Posek by Nozle Mishras to teach me Tam Kikar. Now, we cost of Achmona Gabe Nazir, would have just said by Nazir, I would have thought, me Nazir Leafin, I cannot not from Nazir. Mishum the Chomri Surai. By Nazir, the Torah says tremendous Isurim. The Afilu Chatzin Osir. Even the pit of the grape is Osir. So maybe by Nazir, it's a tremendous Chiddish, there was the Hetim at Tam Kika. But by Chatzis, I should not say it. Hilkos Layasi Minei. Therefore, I can't learn out. Therefore, it's not considered snake suva boink yechud. That's where the Rabbanim say it. Because even though, according to the Rabbanim, by Chatis, it also says Tam Kikar, and it says by Nozir Tam Kikar, and still the Rabbanim say we can learn out from here to all over. The question is, how can you learn out from here to all over? Why don't we say, according to the Rabbanim, this should remain like two psukim, v'yein malamdin? The Teretz says no. Two psukim mean if one is extra. Like if we would have just said one, and from that I can learn out everything, so for what purpose did the Torah say the second pasuk? It has to come to teach us that don't learn it out to any other place. But here it's not that way. The Rabbanan said, if it would have just said by Nazir, I would not learn out Chatis from it. If it would have just said by Chatis, I would not learn out Nazir from it. Therefore I need these two psukim, and it's not called Ein Malamdin. So Rabbi Akiva says, now like that, Rabbi Akiva Amaloch, Lamai Tzricha, what do you need it for? No, you don't need both these psukim. Bishleim, I understand you right. He cost the Rachmon Chatis. If the Torah would have just said by Chatis Tetem and Stafli Yisur Legam Nozim Inay, true, then I cannot learn out Isur and Nozim from Chatis. Why? Because then the svar is the Chulin Mikodeshim Legaminin. I don't learn out Chulin from Kodeshim. Ella, but Rav Kiva holds like this. Lich the Rachmon bin Nozir. Let the Torah say this Chiddush of Hetem and Stafli Yisur by Nozir. Veteise Chatis Minay. And I would learn out the Korban Chatis from Nozir. For her, call Isurin Shabbatara Kogamri Minozir, because you learn out all Isurim from Nozir. So the same way you learn out other Isurim, learn out Chatis also. So, and Rabbanan said, no, the Rabbanan Amla, the Rabbanan answer like this, no. Chatis, take it true what you're saying. Chatis, though, is the Hetzin Stavli Yisus, take it true what you're saying. No, as Mashma, you could learn out all Isurim from Chat, from Nozir. So really, I should learn out Issa Chatis from Nazir also. So according to the Rabbanan, why does it say Tam Kika by Chatis? So the Rabbanan say back, no, it's true. For the Stam, the Svar of Tam Kika, I would learn everything out from Nazir. You know why the Torah has to say by Chatis a special posik? Because by Chatis, the Rabbanan agree, there the Chiddush is, Lehetim and Stam Fliyisa. So only by Chatis you say that Svar. But you can't learn out from Chatis, because V'chulin Mikodeshim Le'gamrinon. Because chulin from kachim we don't learn out. So the Rabbanan agree that by the korban chatis, there the chiddush is hetem tafli yisur. A little bit chatis with a little bit of meat is also. And I can't learn out from that to any other place. Because chulin mikachim loyafinun. But the din of tam kika, that's o mishras liten tam kika. By nozir, when the Torah says the word mishras, that's to teach me tam kika. And mikana atadana cholisun shabatayra. And from here, I learn out to all Isurim Shabbatayra. That's where the Rabbanan learn. That the Pasuk of Mishras comes to teach me Tam Kikar. And true, from here, from Isurim Nazar, I learn out all Isurim Shabbatayra that I say Tam Kikar. And there's no extra Pasuk, so therefore it's good all over I say Tam Kikar. I, the Pasuk by Chatis, that's to teach me Hetem and Stafli Yisur. I learn out from Chatis. Chatis is Kodshim, and that's the Kla, Chulumi Kodshim Loyafinim. For Rabbi Akiva, though, says no. Rabbi Akiva says, Tavayu lehetem estav liyisa. Rabbi Akiva says no. The svar of Tam Kiki learns out from Gula Yarvikachovim. From the Pash of Midyon, that you can't use their pots, you see the aside of Tam Kika. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva uses the Pasuk of Nazir for hetem estav liyisa. If so, the question is, what do I need a second Pasuk by Chatas for? Why don't I learn out Chatas from Nazir? Like learn out Kol Yisurim, you should say Hetem Estav L'Yisur. Why does the Torah have to say a second time by Korban Chatis Hetem Estav L'Yisur? So that's Rabbi Akiva Svara Tehevei Lehu Shnei Ksuvah Boin Ki Yechod. That because of this, it remains like the Torah said it a second time. And when the Torah says something two times, it's not for no purpose. But the reason why the Torah said it a second time was to teach us that V'chol Shnei Ksuvah Boin Ki Yechod, the Klal is Ein Malamdin. We can't learn out to any other place. If the Torah wanted you to learn out to all other places, the Torah would have just said it one time. Let it just say by Nazir that you say, Hetem Estav L'Yisur. And from Nazar would learn out all over. Since the Torah had to take his claim out to say a second time by Chatis, Hetem and Stav Liyisam, that's the limud to teach us only these two places and no place else. Oh, Malay Rav Asher Rav Kano, Elohod, the time of that we learned. The Vosu says, Mikola, Shayasim, Egefen, Ayayin, anything that comes out of the grapes. Limud al Yisur, and Nazar Shem and Stav from Zem Zem. That the Yisurim come to you, put together. You can have the Chatis Zayas of grapes, the Chatis Zayas of pits, the Chatis Zayas of shells, they come together. For the mother of Kiva, according to Kiva, you don't need it for this. According to Rabbi Kiva, half of a grape and half of bread would be chayiv. Is Issa liyisami boy? Pshitti, if you take half of a grape and half pits, half shells, of course it's also. Like there, they're all Yisurim. So what do I need the pasuk Mikola Shayasa Megefen, Megefen Ayayin, to teach me that all the Yisurim are mitzvah from Zelazer? Omele, he says like this. Heta liyisa vasachas. When you want to put your chatzi grape, a chatzi zayis of grape, with a chatzi zayis of bread, it's only if you eat it together. That's when you say hetem esav liyisa. But isa liyisa, if you want to eat a chatzi zayis of a grape, and a chatzi zayis of the pits, hafilu b'zechazem, then you don't have to eat them together, even one after another. Like Tosfos says, u'bavad she b'toy kadei achilas pras. As long as you eat the two of them within 3 minutes, within achilas pras, it's mitzdarf, that's called the kazayis. So that's the chiddush. If you eat a chatzi zayis grape now, and a minute later you eat a chatzi kezayis worth of pits, yichayif. But hetem staf liyis, you won't have that. If you'll eat a chatzi grape right now, and then a chatzi piece of bread later, you won't put the two together. Tomorrow, Rav Shimon.